Thank you, Jordi, because I think that was actually what I wanted to say when I was asked to stop. No, but this is good, because I think we can train, we can make the health facilities ready for mental health, and we should do that. But if that's the only thing we do, and have the doctors and nurses waiting for the clients, they don't come. So we need to also to work with the community. So one thing that we explicitly do is working with community volunteers who can do education in the communities, who can identify people who may need help but not know it. And we will see a video after this session that shows how that can be done, engaging refugees in that kind of work. There is one thing I really want to add, because I've talked about the health system, I've talked about the community part, but there is a missing link in the middle, which is actually psychotherapy. Psychotherapy, psychological interventions are hard, because in a health center, doctors and nurses often do not have enough time. A community volunteer cannot necessarily do that. So you need something in the middle, which we call scalable psychological interventions, and Florence mentioned a few of them. I think that is something that we really need to invest more in. And that means a non-specialist, you don't have to have a PhD in psychology, but some training, competency-focused training, and then you see that people can do 5, 6, 8 sessions of brief psychotherapy, and that gives quite good results. And that actually is the priority now within UNHCR, to roll that out in refugee settings. So it's clinic, community, but in the middle, psychological interventions.